sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my father, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into today's show, Monday, August the 11th, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by axmytax.org is the website. You may have heard at the top of the hour news break that the founder, organizer of Ax My Tax, Carla Wagner, has announced that she's going to run for governor for next year's election. And her only platform issue that she's really going to be advocating for, talking about, is eliminating property taxes in the state of Michigan. This is going to be her main platform issue. Of course, running for governor, she has other ideas for fixing the state of Michigan. But she announced with M Live, she did an interview on another radio program, and a story from the Detroit News came out over the weekend. She calls herself a businesswoman and somewhat of a geek. Now, that's interesting because that's the tagline mantra that Rick Snyder used back in 2010 that got him the governorship. So we'll be following that, but we are still collecting signatures. If you haven't signed up to be a circulator just yet, you still have enough time, no problem, the rest of this summer and early September. They'll be collecting the signatures right after Labor Day and then giving them a count and coming up with some numbers that we need to go out and get for the month of September. So again, the website axmytax.org. Just click on volunteer to whatever level you'd like to help out with, and let's get this done. But it's pretty interesting development, because she was approached by some politicos that said, you need to run for governor. You need to make this an issue when you're on the debate stage and force these other candidates to talk about it. This issue, folks, I believe is big enough, could get her a lot of traction, donations, as well as speaking opportunities around the state, not only to collect signatures here for basically the next month and a half, but be able to talk about it on the campaign trail. Very, very interesting development. Talked to Carla on Friday afternoon. And as soon as she gets her website launched up for her governor's campaign, she's going to be giving me a call and coming on the show and talking about it. So, pretty interesting development. Just wanted to make sure you guys were aware of it. And also, collecting signatures for the rest of this summer, dog days of summer of August, as well as heading into September. So there'll be lots of opportunities, college football games, fairs, different things that are happening. So absolutely appreciate you guys being a part of it and helping us collect the signatures to put this on the ballot. One of the things that is interesting as well, as the summer breaks winding down, getting ready to come back to Lansing, is this budget battle. Late Friday afternoon, there was a story on that as well. So we'll get to that, and we'll be talking about it here shortly. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. What do you think about Carla Wagner, founder of Axe My Tax, running for governor? Send me a text message. We'll get to those right after the break. Short break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. We'll get to your text messages here shortly. What you think about Carla Wagner running for governor, the founder of axemytax.org is the website to eliminate property taxes altogether here in the state of Michigan. Want to mention the summer sale that's going on right now with Mike Lindell's company, MyPillow. Greatly appreciated if you guys would consider placing an order with him and take advantage of his summer sale discount. He is doing this for us only. Our listeners, using the promo code TruckerRandy on his website, MyPillow.com. Just go in there and shop away. Get yourself some Giza Dream Sheets. If you'd like to stay cool, absorbent, nice, beautiful, soft cotton sheets, perhaps a couple of new MyPillow 2.0s, some towels, whatever you'd like, put them in the shopping cart and the website, MyPillow.com. See how much it is for retail, and then go to checkout and put in the promo code TruckerRandy. One word, no space. Hit apply. See how much money you can save. There's also an 800 number. If you'd like to call that, you can give that 800 number a phone call and be connected directly to a Trucker Randy operator. The discount that he offers for our show is built right in to the operator's computer, and you'll get the discount automatically if you prefer to call and get an order placed as opposed to doing it online. That number is 800-654-9659. We love every product they have, the towels, the sheets, the slippers, the pillows. We even got a mattress topper for the guest bedroom. Didn't have to replace the mattress. Absolutely love the mattress topper. So just text me MP for MyPillow, and I'll send you the screenshot of the contact information. You can get the discounts through the end of this month, August. One of the things I've been following very closely is the budget process happening down in Lansing. We've been talking about it a lot. Well, it's kind of interesting because this is going to be probably the largest battle that is happening in Lansing for this fall session when they get back from the summer break. Well, one of the things that ties right in with Axe My Tax and Carla Wagner running for governor, and I'm going to give you guys this segment to text me what your thoughts are about her running. I want to get some more comments beside these six. I'd like to go through them at the bottom of the break, and we'll report. I've had a name keep coming up, and I want to address it right now. Russell Driver this morning, John Palmer, quite a few others. Randy, who is this Anthony Hudson running for governor of Michigan? I've seen him a lot on Facebook. Well, he's a truck driver. He ran for Congress last year, lost in the primary, and is trying to now run for governor of the state of Michigan. I met with Anthony. I met with one of his supporters. We had dinner actually together down in Traverse City. Great guy. Lots of great ideas. I gave him some coaching regarding his website colors. Yellow and black. Michigan needs to be fixed. He incorporated some of these into his website, his campaign. Had some hats made up. Fix Michigan. Anthony Hudson for governor. I put him in touch with the MAGA store down in Florida. They made those up for him. But basically, he's trying to do a grassroots campaign. He doesn't have any money of his own to put into the campaign. He's not actively raising big dollars that is needed and doesn't want to really listen to the advice we gave him for raising money and getting his name ID out there. Great platform, no money, does not have the power, the horsepower to come close to winning the primary. we'd vote for him, but basically it's a waste of time. So hopefully, Russell, that answers that question for you. Carla Wagner, on the other hand, with the Axe My Tax effort, is really getting some controversial media coverage. It's been a whopping 47 years since the Michigan legislature has seriously tackled property tax relief, and another 31 years since it took another look at the Headley Amendment and Proposal A. Well, on Friday, House Speaker Matt Hall said on the overtime segment of Off the Record that addressing both high property taxes as well as income tax will be the next issue that I think is going to dominate this town. How do we put property taxes and the potential of putting that on the next ballot if we can't get it done legislatively? Hall asked with an eye toward addressing, we can make property taxes more affordable. Well, this revelation came at the end of the Off the Record segment when host Timmy Skubik was running through some yes and no questions. The question came, do you support abolishing property tax? Asked Skubik, giving a nod toward the AxeMyTax.org ballot proposal that seeks to eliminate property taxes. Hall's answer, no. However, after the yes and no questions were over, Hall quickly went back to the subject by saying he's having great conversations with ultra-conservative anti-tax lawmakers, Steve Cara, as well as James DeSanta on the subject. Hall went back to say, I think they're right. We need to do something about property taxes, whether that is with the legislative vote or attempts to put something on the ballot. Then he tacked on the other two issues. We need to fund properly education and local governments. That's why you can't get rid of the property tax, he explained. However, he's not ready to endorse any elements of the three-pronged approach, but offers that the budget is finished. Our next focus is how do we tackle this issue, and that time I'll have a good read on whether we can pull that together for this election in 2026. It's definitely something worth considering. Now, one element he wants to visit is the so-called pop-up tax when a home goes on the market. He wants to prevent large increases in property taxes the new homeowners face after current owners enjoyed years of property tax relief under the Headley Amendment Program. Headley was good at restricting the growth of government. However, he said Florida has wiped out the equivalent of this pop-up tax in their state. All suggested a reduced rate for senior citizens, but didn't get into the specifics. So basically, what is the pop-up tax? Well, you put your house up for sale on the market. Because of the Headley Amendment Proposal A from years ago, you had a cap on the percentage of growth your taxable value on your home could go up. You put your house on the market, let's say, I'm just going to throw a number out there to make it easy, $3,600 a year. $300 a month goes into your escrow account every month with your mortgage interest and principal, And the banks call that PITI, principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. That's what your monthly payment is made up of for your escrow into the bank. When you get your insurance renewal for the month or for the year, your monthly contributions, along with your mortgage payment, writes a check out of the escrow account from the bank and pays it directly to your insurance company. When your summer and winter tax bills get presented to your bank, they cut a check and send those out to your local municipality. That's how your taxes and insurance gets paid when you have a mortgage. You put your house on the market, you advertise that you're currently paying $3,600 a year for taxes. The buyers look at that annual property tax and go, okay, so this home, if we buy it, is going to cost us $300 a month in our escrow payment on our mortgage to buy it. However, there's a slight little problem in Michigan. Prices have gone up compared to what these owners of the home currently have been enjoying all these years, back when they bought the house maybe for $200,000. Well, now they're selling it for $400,000. This pop-up tax is then triggered based on the new sales amount. So theoretically, using my numbers, your taxes are going to double. You're going to go from $3,600 a year to $7,200 a year. It doesn't work exactly that way, but you see my point. It's popping up this tax because the house is now sold at a higher amount under which it's been locked in for years. That's bad for real estate buyers. It's sticker shock. Now their escrow payment, instead of $300 a month for taxes, is going to be $600 a month. Well, that's unacceptable. As a matter of fact, if you look at the new pop-up tax that you're going to have to pay, you might not be able to afford to even buy the house. So it's going to be a very interesting dynamic going on in Lansing. And the other thing that is groundbreaking that Hall said on the show on Friday is that the budget is done. Pretty interesting. Well, if it's done, I guess we have to wait until September 9th to see what it is, or are you going to announce it publicly? After the budget is finished. I'm sorry, misquote. They're still working on it. After the budget is finished. Just happened to leave that word after out. We're going to wrap up, come back with your text messages about Carla Wagner running for governor on her platform of eliminating property taxes in Michigan. Good idea, no chance. What's your thoughts? Bob Niehauer Newsbreak, hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, brought to you by